Westlock, Miller Giving Day took on special significance this year as the Westlock Community Foundation announced a major donation, the gift of a building from longtime resident Bonnie Seguin in memory of her late husband, Leo Seguin. The building, formerly home to the humanitarian organization Rainbow for the Future, will now be known as the Miller Seguin Building, according to Katie Robertson, executive director of the foundation. The intended use of the space has not yet been disclosed, but the announcement was met with excitement during the annual celebration on May 1. This is a day to recognize the Millers' generosity and how their legacy continues to shape our town's future, said Mayor John Kramer. In 20, 30, even 50 years, people will still see the wisdom in setting up a foundation like this. The government is good at a few things, but nonprofits and volunteers are good at an incredible amount of things. They make a community what it should be. Miller Giving Day commemorates the original donation from the Miller family that allowed the Westlock Community Foundation to open its doors in 2019. Since then, the foundation has awarded more than $500,000 to local entrepreneurs and nonprofits. That figure is expected to double by the end of 2026. One example of that impact is the revitalization of the Tawatinaw Valley Ski Hill, which received $40,000 from the foundation to replenish its inventory. The investment led to increased tourism, particularly from school groups outside the region. The new building brings added meaning to the foundation's mission. Leo Seguin, whose name the building now bears alongside the Millers, was known for his humanitarian efforts in Westlock and abroad. In the 1990s, he played a key role in establishing the Westlock and District Community Hall. He also became involved with the Canadian Food Grains Bank, traveling to Ethiopia where he witnessed widespread poverty. That experience led him to partner with Ethiopian engineer Gebreyes Haile. Seguin helped fund a water division system to support local crop growth, a project that had lasting impacts in the region. He passed away in March 2019, leaving behind a legacy of compassion and global citizenship. The building already has love, giving, and community built into its bones, said Robertson. It's a beautiful full-circle moment for the foundation. As for what comes next, Mayor Kramer said the community has high hopes. There are a lot of things we wish we could touch in council chambers, a lot we'd love to change, but we don't always have the capacity. The foundation, I believe, does, he said. Robertson encouraged residents to get involved and learn more about the foundation's work. We want people to stop by, ask questions, and get curious, she said. We have so many resources to help people understand what philanthropy is, how the foundation was created, and how they can participate. There's a momentum around community building in this region, and we want to keep building on that.